choosing Irish Top Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Hi, I was just calling to see if you could let me know when or if you guys will be getting service in my area.
Sure, I'd be happy to help you with that. Can I get your address and I can let you know when we'll have service?
Thank you. It's 21 Buffalo Road in Sarbanes.
One moment while I look that address up.
Thank you.
You said Buffalo Road?
Yes.
There that is. All right. Looks like we will have service available at that address here soon. I need to go into another little bit more of a fine detail location to find that. Give me one moment.
Okay. Thank you.
You said 25, correct?
I'm sorry, 21.
21. Sorry about that. 21 Buffalo Road. Looks like we're scheduled to have service available at Buffalo Road on January 21st of next year. So we'll be able to start doing signups for that address starting roughly about the, I want to say here in about 2.5-3 weeks. At this time, we can't do any kind of pre-orders. We have to wait for 90 days until the RN service date.
Okay.
So if you'd like to give us a call back, I'd say give us a call back about November 15th, and we should be able to get you ready to go for installation.
Perfect. Thank you. Can I just ask you a question? I don't know if you would allow me to ask this sooner, but we have underground, like all our cable and everything is underground from like a pretty far distance. It goes from one road under to our house. How do you guys, like, are we eligible to get fiber when we have, it's got to be run underground to the house?
So we actually run along the what's known as the common area or the public works lane of almost every single major road. So depending on where your home is located, we usually do run it. Can I ask about how far away is your home from the actual actual road?
I have got to be honest with you. I am probably the worst person. Okay, let me think for a second. I believe my husband said our driveway is about 200 yards. So I want to say we're actually connected at a different street.
Okay.
So I want to say 600 yards.
600 yards.
It might even be a little bit further than that.
So we will actually be coming directly down Buffalo Road, so you don't have to worry about it being like, oh, we're going to have to skip over a street or underneath somebody else's yard or from another
road.
This
is what I'm curious about, because we're pretty deep in, like, we're a little bit deep into the, like, woods there.
Mm-hmm.
So the property I'm on was my grandparents' like, they had a house, and when they built the other house that we ended up buying, the underground stuff runs through the property of their old house, which we're friends with the new owners.
Okay.
But it runs through this person's entire property line.
Okay.
But we are connected not at Buffalo. We're actually connected to everything at Harry Wells Road.
You said at Harry Wells? Give me one second. I can look that up.
Yep.
Give me one second. I can give you a bit of a better idea. So
you can Buffalo Road. Okay.
I'm just looking up this information real quick. Give me one second.
You're okay.
So you said everything's connected up through Harry Wells. So that's going to be closer to 150 Harry Wells. So yeah, even on Harry Wells Road, since you are a little bit closer to that location, that would be things. I will let you know that we do offer free installation, but only up to 150 feet because of the length of drive and the distance you're going to be from the varying roads. What we will usually do is we'll take off 150 feet of a charge for getting service ran out to your home. It's then up to you to cover the cost of everything past that initial 150 feet. If we do go down your main drive, which you said it's about 200 yards.
So that's what my driveway is, 200 yards, but would you guys go underground with that?
We would be able to go underground with that. So we have two forms. We go aerial, which is from pole to pole or underground. Most of the times, if we have an underground connection, we are going to be going underground as well. For underground, you're looking at an estimated cost of for having that fiber line ran all the way to your home from the road of about $675.
That's what I was afraid of, is that to end up the cost of it would end up being.
Mm-hmm. Sadly, that's the number we have gotten from our construction company, and that cost is just we eat the first 150 feet both aerial or overhead. For overhead, it's for underground, it is a little bit more expensive because we have to dig for it to be underground, so that's why it costs a little bit extra. But essentially what we're paying for at that $1.50 is essentially we're just paying for the fiber cable in order to be labeled. So, and that's just the cost of what we do.
You're not even paying for the work, you're paying for the cable, basically.
Exactly. We're paying for raw materials.
Okay. So I'll talk to my husband about it. We'll see if maybe it's something we would do.
Understandable.
Kind of hold off on.
Understandable.
But he said that to me when I told him, oh my God, because he actually works, my husband works in the fiber industry, but in Connecticut.
Okay.
And I said, we're getting it. And he said, I wouldn't get too excited because that's going to cost a lot of money to rent.
So if he actually works for the fiber company in Connecticut, he might actually know of us. Because
he does. So he's familiar with you guys. I'm actually hoping. Yes. Yes, he's familiar. He's familiar with the company. He's familiar with the company. He has great things to say about it. He just told me that it was going to be. He said it's not going to be cheap for them to run that to our house.
No, it's okay. We actually have a couple customers. We have one customer who was willing to put down for a half mile of fiber cable by themselves.
Oh my God.
And they wanted it all underground. So that's. Let's see. Sorry, let me run the numbers on that one real quick. They forked out almost $4,000 for a run of fiber.
Yeah, I wish I had that kind of money.
Oh, I understand. The reason they were okay doing that is because when they had spoken to Spectrum, Spectrum had quoted them $80,000 to run a coaxial cable.
I mean, that's not surprising.
Yeah, and for a house like yours, if you guys aren't on Spectrum, if you guys are running off of something else, Spectrum does love to gouge because they don't only charge you for material, they charge you for their time.
Yeah, so that's the thing. We have Spectrum now, and I hate Spectrum so much. But maybe right after Christmas, the $600 isn't going to be where it's going to go, but maybe in the a little bit down the road from then it will.
That's completely understandable. Like I said, we're just having an estimated in-service date of January 21st. So if it's a little bit later in the year that you guys would like to sign up for service, we'd be more than happy to help.
We definitely will be making the switch. I'm just going to make it, right when the cost is, we can pull that off. But
understandable.
We'll definitely be making the switch gladly from Spectrum.
In the meantime, if you guys do have other questions, you can give us a call back, and we can actually have one of our technicians come out and run a locate, essentially finding the official length of distance of your road, and they'll get back to us on that length. And it might come up a little bit cheaper than what I estimated you for, because you said you're running a rough estimate of your length of drive. They can give us an accurate.
I can ask my husband. Like when my husband gets home, he will 100% know the correct distance. I remember overhearing him tell someone our driver was 200 yards. Otherwise, I wouldn't have even called any rounds an idea.
Understandable. And if it's cheaper to run from Harry Wells, we might actually run directly from Harry Wells. So if like the distance from your home to Harry Wells is say 300 feet, you'd only get charged for 150 feet of that extra cable underground.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty positive from the road to like our box in our house from Harry Wells is like three of my driveways, if not four.
Oh, okay. So it's longer. Okay.
Yeah. I'm so excited that you're coming to the area. I know family is excited, and I have family that's, getting ready to sign up already. So we will be looking forward to working with you at some point.
All right. Fantastic. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, I appreciate you taking the call. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.